Hi, and welcome to the Adaptation Station podcast. My name's Nicole. I'm a former special education teacher and currently a board-certified behavior analyst working at a private center. The whole goal of this podcast is to help you with balance. So you'll have some episodes helping you at work and other episodes helping you outside of work. I hope you guys are excited to dive into today's episode. Let's get started. Welcome back to the podcast. This podcast is about 3 months delayed, and I greatly apologize for that. If you follow me on social media, you know that I started a new position at my company on December 1st. I was going to release this episode that week, but the job made me hit the ground running, and it was a really hard month. I then planned to release this in January, but I was still trying to get the hang of the position. I finally got the hang of the position, and I was so ready to share it in February, but then I got pretty sick, and I kept losing my voice. Now that it's March and I'm doing better both professionally and health-wise, I can finally get back on track and start sharing again. In this podcast, I'm going to go into detail about what the new position is, how it changed my role, why I wanted to go for it, and how things are going to change for you guys in 2024. If any of that sounds interesting, let's dive in. I am now a part-time salary position at my company. You're probably asking, what does that mean? Well, I'm really excited because it means I get to work with more kids, I get to expand my range as a BCBA, I have more of a dependable schedule, and more stable pay. This also means I can produce way more content for you guys, but I understand that that doesn't sound like a lot and it tells you absolutely nothing. So I think the best way to explain my new position is if I explained what my role used to be and we can really look at the differences between the two. There's really no good way to describe what my position used to be, so for the sake of this podcast, I'm going to call it a contractor position. I was part of the overall company, but I really had a small caseload that I was responsible for, and I acquired them in very specific ways. I wasn't taking on new clients, doing onboarding, anything like that. I pretty much was taking over clients from a BCBA that was retiring and taking over clients that were just coming on Saturdays for our social skills group because I support that social skills group anyways. My numbers went up and down, but at the time of the position change, I only had 5 clients. 3 of them were in that social skills group, so I only had 2 that I was supporting during the week at the center. This meant I was usually just at the center 1 day a week in the evening for maybe 2 to 3 hours. I also worked every other Saturday, but I wasn't there a lot. And I was really wanting to be there more, so I started spending way more time at the company just to be present. I also had been wanting to scale up my position, but I didn't think there was a way to do that, so I never spoke up. It's a very bittersweet reason why this opportunity fell into my lap in November. My coworker Leah, who I'm very close to, announced that she was moving with her husband and leaving her position as a full-time BCBA. When my owners brought me in to ask if I was interested in taking on more cases, it was my opportunity to speak up and finally say exactly what I wanted to do. There wasn't a smooth transition to scale up in a significant way, so we all brainstormed and decided that a part-time salary position was exactly what we were looking for. For this next part, I think that compare and contrast is going to be crucial to showcase the differences between the old position and the new position. In the old position, I worked roughly 25 to 30 hours a month. In this new position, I work about 75 to 80. In my old position, I was only paid for the work I did with my clients. In this new position, I can pick up work with other clients and do other things around the center to help make sure I'm hitting those hours. In my old position, I was only paid for the work that I did, so if my hours were cut short due to a kid being sick or on vacation, my pay was just reduced that month. With this new position, I get a set pay every month, and like I said, I can do other work to help supplement it to make sure I'm hitting those hours. But it also means the same number is hitting my bank account every month, and that makes it so much better financially. In my old position, my hours were constantly shifting around, which made it hard for me to schedule appointments or for my family to know when I was working. In this new position, I have a much more set schedule. I'll typically work 3 days a week and 2 Saturdays every month. Extra time might occur, but the overall schedule will be more consistent. I'll set it at the beginning of every semester, so I'll have an outlook for the next 4 to 5 months. Here's a better example of what that's looking like. For this semester, I work every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, because that's when majority of my kids are at the center. So that is just set. That's known. I will occasionally work on Monday if there's no school and we have extra kids there, and I try and pop in one Thursday a month just to see that staff, but overall, I know if I need to make a doctor's appointment that Thursdays are generally open, or if I have family coming in town, I can pretty much count on having a Monday off. It's just been a very helpful way for me to set up my schedule in a more consistent manner. I still have flexibility and I get to build my own schedule just like my old position. And I don't have paid time off, which is the same as my old position, because I'm only working 80 hours a month. If I need to be out, I'll make sure to get the 80 hours across the other 3 weeks. So what this looks like is I usually work about 20 hours a week. I know that I'm going to be gone for a week in May, so I will just do 25 hours across the other 3 weeks, so just adding 5 hours to each additional week in May to make up for the week I'm taking off. So I don't need paid time off because I've got that flexibility to build my schedule just to make sure I get my hours in across the month. At this point, you might be asking yourself, why not just go full time? This is a great question and one I really had to think about. I knew I didn't want to be a full-time BCBA, but I had to get to the root of the issue, and it took a lot of conversations with my husband to figure it out. As someone who owns my small business, I really love having days at home dedicated to that. For example, I'm recording this podcast on a work-from-home day. I have the freedom and flexibility to balance both my role as a BCBA and my small business in a way that makes sense for my schedule. Because of the structure of my center and the caseload I was looking to take on, I would have absolutely had large pockets and even whole days where I had no clients. I would have felt like I was wasting time just sitting there with nothing to do, and I didn't need the benefits that you got from a full-time position. For example, I didn't need paid time off because I could just build my schedule to get time off. I didn't need to get health insurance because I get that through my husband, and I like being a little bit more set on the kids I take, on my caseload, and so when I looked at it, the advantages of that full-time work did not outweigh what I would give up to take it. It'll always be on the table if I need it, but a part-time BCA position is a much better fit for me. What's actually really cool is that this part-time salary position did not exist within my company. It's something that my bosses and I custom built for me. That was an amazing opportunity, but I also had to do soul searching to figure out what I did and did not want in a position. From their end, I wasn't working very often, so they didn't know how much I wanted to scale up. And I want to give a disclaimer, I do feel like I've been in a really happy, good place in the past 18 months, so I think I was already on an upward swing. Would have definitely talked about how becoming a BCBA and the autonomy that comes with that is difficult for me. When I was trying to figure out what did this position need to look like, how much should I want to be at the center, I had to think back to when was I happiest at the center. And it was actually about the 9 months before I became a BCBA when I was a therapist working about 30 hours a week. Now, I'm not talking caseload because I love being a BCBA, but I loved that I was at the center consistently. I knew when I would be there. Everybody else knew when I would be there. I knew more of the kids. I knew more of the therapists. I could be a helping hand on days off of school and other unique circumstances. I knew that I wanted to have the flexibility of being part-time, but I also knew I had a lot of time to give to the center, and I wanted to be a bigger part of the center. When that connected, I knew I had to expand my caseload in a way that would warrant that type of work. I had to explain why I wanted to add so many clients, but not to be full-time, and then came back with this perfect solution. I'm now doing the work that I love doing and getting the schedule I love having, so it's a perfect complement of both worlds. So here's a huge kicker. I'm going from 5 clients to 20. I know that sounds like a massive jump, so let me explain why I wanted all of these other kids. As you guys know, I work 2 Saturdays a month, sometimes more at the center, and I'm at the center on Saturdays more than any other BCBA combined. I've always worked closely with Leah to know exactly what's going on with her kids. I've been able to intervene on behaviors, train staff on new programs, talk with parents at pick up and drop off, and I've already been collaborating on her treatment plans and during phone calls. When she announced she was leaving, it was a totally natural fit for me to take on her kids. A lot of our Saturday kids only come on Saturday. I already had 3 of them, and I took 7 from Leah. That meant 10 kids, or 50% of my caseload, would only be there on Saturdays. I wanted those kids, but that didn't tap into my greater issue. I wanted to be at the center during the week as well, so I needed kids that were getting daytime hours. We had two clients that come on Saturdays that also come a couple days of the week, so I grabbed those, and combined with the ones I already had, that put me at 15 clients. I then went through the remaining kids with the other BCBAs, and we selected four kids that we thought would be a great fit for me. That got me to 19, and at the time of this recording, I'm bringing on one more client, ending at 20. That number sounds intense, but it's not that big, and it's exactly what I wanted. So how does all of this change anything for you guys? Well, most importantly, I'll be able to get back to sharing so much more content. Those of you who are my OG followers from when I was in the classroom, you know how much I love to share what was going on. I share from my classroom all the time. I would share my lesson plans, projects we are working on, organization ideas, tips, tricks, all types of stuff. When I moved to the center, I did struggle a little bit, but once I became an established therapist, I was able to do similar content with a more ABA-focused lens. When I came to BCBA, that drastically changed. I did not work Saturdays as a therapist, so that was one thing I was able to share, and you guys have seen a lot from that social skills group. But outside of that, my week looked nothing like what it used to look like. I went from working 30 hours a week at the center to maybe 3 or 4. I only had 2 kids outside of that social skills group, so I had to be careful not to give away any identifying information on their programs. Plus, kids don't have that much of a change to their programs and protocols on a regular basis. I struggled to have anything to share with you guys, even though that was the core of my account and what I love to do. Now that I'm up to 17, 18, 19... Now that I'm up to 20 kids, I do so many different things as a BCBA. I have kids in early childhood all the way through high school. I have 3 different social skills groups I'm running. I have 2 kids working on life skills. Now that I have an expansive caseload, I do so many different things as a BCBA that I can share with you guys. I have kids in early childhood all the way through high school. I have 3 different social skill groups that I'm running. I have kids working on a life skills program. I have kids working on traditional programs. I have kids using the VBMAP, the ABLES, the AFLS, and other assessments. I have families that I'm really involved in school. I have families where I'm really involved with related service providers. I have families that don't need any additional support at all. What this means is I'm getting to use every single type of BCBA cap I have. I'm going to take all the things I know how to do and actually do it. I'm going to use the skill sets that I have, and I'll be able to share so much more with you guys, providing the type of value and insight that I want my account to be. I hope this podcast answered a lot of questions that you guys have, and I hope you guys are excited. Those of you who have been around since I was a teacher in 2017 or in 2021 when I was getting supervision, you're going to see so much more life come back into my account, and I'm excited for it. I feel like I've been waiting for 2 years to be this BCBA, and I finally get to do it with you guys right by my side. This quarter was really learning everything I need for these new kids, but I'm good to go now, and we're going to hit the ground running and make it my best year at the center yet. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you guys found something useful, and you can always come visit me on Instagram at Adaptation Station for more content all about work and life. I hope you guys join me for the next episode, and have a good one.